feeling is beyond us.
World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic will be a lengthy one and cites the likelihood of what it's calling response fatigue. So far worldwide, more than 17.8 million people have been infected and over 685,000 people have died, according to numbers put out by Johns Hopkins University. Australia imposed an overnight curfew on its second biggest city, Melbourne, Sunday, and banned people from moving more than 5 kilometers from home in a bid to control a growing coronavirus outbreak that is infecting hundreds daily. China is sending 7 Chinese health officials to Hong Kong Sunday to begin widespread COVID-19 testing in the territory. These 6 are the first of a 60-member team China is sending. This is Hong Kong experiences a third wave of the coronavirus outbreak. India is reporting nearly 55,000 new coronavirus cases Sunday. It's one of the worst hit countries. And South Africa's health minister says more than 500,000 coronavirus cases have been confirmed in that country. South Africa has the most cases on the African continent and accounts for half of all reported infections in Africa. Austria's month-long festival celebrates its 100th anniversary, but with a reduced program and strict safety measures, including masks for spectators until they are seated, and its 80,000 tickets, down from the usual 230,000, personalized to enable contact tracing. More than 200,000 people have died from coronavirus in Latin America and the Caribbean, with Brazil and Mexico accounting for nearly 3/4 of those deaths in that region. The region is second hardest hit in the world after Europe. And the U.S. reports the highest number of coronavirus cases, with more than 4.6 million.